Tammy Adams, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer, as she teaches, empowers, and guides you on an intuitive level. She will help you to become open to the often hard-to-face reality of your past karma that is carried into your present-day core problems and blockages. Tammy is here to deliver the messages from our angels. Every show delivers the information that the angels need you to receive. She's here to help you to start learning the truth. Tammy will teach you how you can begin or enhance your spiritual practice. She will lead you in guided meditations, giving you the tools to start understanding your own soul, spirit, and body. What is karma? Is karma real or imagined? Can you clear up bad karma from your past? How? All these questions and more will be addressed by Tammy through her gifted communication with angels and her spiritual skills.
Hi, we had a little bit of difficulties. Okay, so today we are talking about, it is wonderful to be able to be here. Today we are talking about how we allow ourselves to have such a busy life that we constantly neglect ourselves physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And today, I'm going to focus on teaching you how you can heal and how you can allow yourself to become repaired from all the blockages, from all the interference that have really truly created roadblocks on, you know, to our path of success, happiness, and harmony. What are you here to accomplish? Why are you here? And what we are focusing on today is helping you to get reconnected, helping you to have balance so that you can once again feel that feeling and that desire of being connected and knowing your path. How do we get so busy that we forget about ourselves? This is a question that I ask people quite often because people just, they allow themselves to become so busy, so disconnected that we become so busy and then we don't even know how to find ourselves. I just recently came home from an event over in Idaho. It was a wellness event and there was a lot of amazing people there. To mention a few, there was Arianna Huffington, spent time with her. She was really sweet, very kind, talking about, in my opinion, it was spirituality and it was definitely about trying to make the world a better place. Talked to this beautiful man and his wife, Lisa. His name was Wayne. He is the head person who created the Humane Society, very sweet person. And his wife, Lisa, very humble, very sweet lady. Just, you know, and Wayne was sharing his story with me for a moment and I was talking to him. I said, so, you know, help me understand what made you create the Humane Society. Help me understand why are you, you know, what made you inspired to really truly create such an amazing place for animals and for people to just reconnect and find such a special creature for themselves. And he said, ever since he was 2 years old, he always had a very, very, very deep passion for animals and his heart always connected with animals. But the point is that he didn't let his dream get shattered. He didn't let his family, he didn't let anything in his life create a block or an interference. He continued pushing himself forward and he sat there and he said, I just want to be happy. I just want to make a difference on this planet and I'm not going to let anything get in that way. I'm going to push forward. I'm going to rise above and I'm going to make for sure and I'm going to see accomplishment. Whatever that means, I'm going to make it happen. He said he didn't know what it looked like most of us don't know what it looks like. We don't know what happiness is. We don't know what our future truly holds. Most of us don't. But when you allow yourself to have faith, when you allow yourself to have some type of a belief in something, you begin to allow yourself to be inspired to continue to push forward and to have good ethics and to believe in something and to have confidence in something, in some type of spark, in some type of hope of some sort. But what happens is we become so busy, we forget about ourselves. We become so disconnected that we forget why we're here. We truly then start believing and being convinced that we are here on this planet to work, pay our bills, and do it all over again. I recently had a good friend who was very, very focused on the negative side of manifestation. She did not in any way, shape, or form focus on the positive connection of manifestation. I'll explain that to you guys all in a moment. And she recently just passed away. And my point in mentioning this is that she repetitively, constantly would say, I have nothing to live for. I'm just here to pay my bills. I'm just surviving. I have nothing to live for. I just, you know, I'd love, you know, I'd just be happy if I was just dead. I would just be happy if I wasn't here. So she manifested her future. Like we can all manifest blessings and miracles and happiness and harmony and abundance and celebration and our soulmate. But she manifested negativity. Now, negativity is much, much easier to manifest. Pain is much, much more easier to manifest than it is to manifest love, happiness, and celebration. It's hard to stay positive. I get that. I understand in today's world, we don't have the support. We don't have the team that we need. But the only team you need is yourself. And then when you find people who are like-minded, have them become a part of your team. Because when I say for you to focus on letting your main number one team be a part of yourself, be you, the reason why I say that is because you have your guardian angel, you have God, and you have your spirit guides, people who have passed away that are watching over you, that are on your team. And you have a lot of team members. Maybe you have one angel, maybe you have 10 angels, maybe you have a whole army of angels. But when you have the knowledge and the knowing that you have a team behind you, just for you, that does help in a lot of ways. And a lot of people don't realize that the biggest, most hugest miracle that we were given at the moment of birth is that we automatically have come in with a team of angels, a team of guides, and God on our side. And so many of us say we have nothing, when in reality we have absolutely everything. And when I think of the blessings and I think of the miracles that we have been given time after time, it brings tears to my eyes because I think literally, how blessed are we truly to have such a gift of knowing that we have a guardian angel, being able to have the opportunity and the blessing of being able to talk to your guardian angel. Talking to our guardian angels is not as difficult as you may think. Now, even though, yes, I have been gifted and I am very fortunate and very blessed and very happy to be able to connect and communicate with all guardian angels, yours, anyone's guardian angel out there, no matter what your belief system, no matter what your faith may be, even if you're an atheist, I can communicate with your guardian angel. But the part that makes it special is that all of you can communicate and connect with your guardian angel, and this is something that I can teach you. This is something I will continue this after this commercial.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium, Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners and give a message from spirit about the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, join Carrie each Monday at 3 p.m. on Vibe Nation Radio.
Have you ever wondered why you were born? What is the purpose of your existence on this planet? Life can't just be about paying bills and spending 8 hours a day at a job that makes you miserable. Haven't you ever wanted your life to have meaning and purpose? Well, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer Tammy Adams can help you. She's been working with people for over 30 years all over the world, helping them to start living their life's purpose. Her exclusive clients have been able to live their dreams, break down the barriers that have been holding them back, and truly have happiness, love, and joy. For the first time ever, she is making her Life Purpose program available to you. Are you ready to pursue your dreams? Are you ready to have self-love, self-confidence, and self-worth? Are you finally ready to have love, joy, peace, and fulfillment? If you're ready to invest in yourself and commit to making a change in your life, then call Tammy Adams today at 916-930-0781 and ask about her Life Purpose program. Schedule your discovery session with Tammy to find out if this is the program, to find out if this program is right for you. Stop hesitating to pursue your happiness. You deserve to live a happy and fulfilling life, and Tammy is here to help you get there. So, call today and ask about her Life Purpose program. That number again is 916-930-0781. God bless.
Dear John, I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to when you checked on me? I don't want to leave, but remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range today. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
And we are back. So many of us can talk to our guardian angels, like I was saying before the commercial. And one thing that I love that I teach people and help people with is teaching them how to communicate with their own guardian angels. So when you think of how you feel so neglected and so disconnected from your physical, emotional, and spiritual being, by communicating with your guardian angel, by communicating with your spirit guides and having that relationship, so many blessings, so many gifts are then given to us. Gifts of joy, messages, fulfillment, peace, and knowing of where we're headed. We are taught that we must neglect our emotions in order to succeed, in order to achieve our goals. We are taught, don't worry about how you feel. Just keep me moving forward. Don't worry about what's going on. Just keep moving forward. I have two clients in mind that I have worked with very, very, very deeply to help them to become who they are today. And they have actually succeeded and have huge amounts of movement in their life. One of them is in the process of succeeding and going absolutely beyond the point of climbing up this amazing ladder. The other one has already reached just this amazing, beautiful gift of miracles in every way, shape, or form. And both of them have had extreme loss and pain in their lives. And because of the loss and because of the pain in their lives, they thought it's okay to continue allowing themselves to walk down a very dark, dark, dark road. And in order for them to succeed and achieve success, huge amounts of success, and to get in a huge position financially and status-wise, they slept their way to the top. They literally put themselves to be with people intimately, energetically, physically, which emotionally and spiritually healed a part of their brightness and their light that they had that used to shine within them. That they began to look very dull. They began to feel very unattractive. They began to feel unwanted and very, very filled with misery and depression and dirty. But they kept sleeping their way to climb this ladder, which a lot of people do. It's not just my two clients. A lot of people do this. And they achieved their goals. They received what they were looking for. They got in that position. They sat in that chair. They had the check they wanted. They had the money in the bank they wanted. But they were still unhappy. And they were so confused. These two people were so confused on how did I do everything right, but yet everything feels so wrong. Well, let me help you understand that. It is because we are taught that we must neglect our emotions in order to succeed to achieve our goals. Our emotions create health issues, which is what I want to help you with today. Do not let yourself believe what you were taught ever since you were a child. I know I'm saying, okay, we got to retrain those thoughts. We have to recreate who you are. We need to start over at age 2. I understand what I'm saying, and I know what I'm saying is difficult, and it's not easy, and it's not for everyone. Not everyone can hear this show and hear this message and be able to truly take the steps that I'm advising. I know that. But when you're ready, this message will reach you. When you're ready, you will be inspired, and you will be able to just take off with this message on every hair that stands up in your body. You will sit there and say, I am ready to take that step. I am ready to succeed and to finally have true accomplishment in every step I take. But what's happening is you are becoming very, very frozen in the steps. You know, you're becoming very frozen where you're standing and very stagnant. And what I mean by frozen is totally stagnant and where you are. Because you cannot feel a feeling of satisfaction, a feeling of accomplishment, a feeling of taking steps forward and knowing you're reaching your goals. It's very hard to ignore your emotions. It's very hard and very difficult to ignore that you have health issues when those health issues will only begin to get worse and only continue to grow in a deeper, more dramatic way if you don't take care of the emotions at hand. A lot of people don't realize that our emotions do create health issues like I mentioned a moment ago. So when I work with people and I explain to them very clearly that you have such amazing, amazing gifts that you can be using on this planet. You know, and I explain this to people. Every single one of us are different. And I explain to people, you have such amazing gifts that you could be connecting with on this planet, whether you are a healer, whether you're an artist, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a nurturer. But because you're neglecting your emotions, because you are blocked with inside of yourself, you are creating health problems. Now, I talked to a client just recently, a new client that I've been working with, and you know, I talk to people from around the world. So this client is, you know, I haven't seen her. I don't know what she looks like. I'm just repeating what her guardian angel is telling me. And I'm explaining to her how her emotional blockages have created a huge amount of issues with inside of her. And her guardian angel is concerned because she's put on weight and it's causing issues in her health. And the lady starts crying on the phone. And she goes, how do you know? How do you know? I can't believe that you know that I'm overweight and that I've been fighting this, and I don't know, no diet, no nothing's helping me. I don't understand what the issue is. And I explained to her very clearly that it's because her emotions are blocked, and once we work with her that she'll be able to lose the weight, which I've seen happen time and time again. This is not new news. I see this happen with clients all the time, where I work with them, I change the vibration, and then they lose weight and they start having such wonderful energy. Absolutely feeling light, feeling free, feeling totally disconnected from all the problems, the stress, the burden, and they just transform. So she's very excited, and she even said early this morning before I even got on radio, I saw a message, and she's like, in the very short time that I've been working with you, I already feel inspired in a little bit of transformation because I have hope again. Now, what I want to give all of you today on the radio is for all of you to have hope again. I want all of you to know that you can be transformed even though there has been emotional, physical, or spiritual blockages. You can be transformed as well. You can be repaired so that you can believe and have happiness once again, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. Why do we let our spirituality become disconnected? Why do we let our spirituality get disconnected? Because we are so focused on allowing these other doors that we believe that need to be open to have status, to have prosperity, to have success. But then when we have it, we are so disappointed, and we're still looking and we're still waiting for that moment of ecstasy. We're looking for that moment of satisfaction, and you're not going to receive it, because when you receive it incorrectly, then you literally, literally will not receive that feeling. When you receive it in the wrong way, no matter how prosperous you are, no matter how wealthy you are, no matter what kind of car you're driving, what kind of house you're living in, you will not have that feeling of satisfaction, because the most important part is missing. And the most important part is you. All of us are here to have happiness. You are here to have completion, love, happiness, harmony, peace, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Less, much more. And when you think of what you don't have and you think of what is missing, don't believe that it's too late. I don't care if you're 89 years old. Don't believe that it's too late. Know that you can still have it. We'll talk more after this commercial.
Conscious Connection
OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are you in search of love? Now, when you hear the word love, do you think of a true, meaningful, instant connection with someone that makes you feel as though you've known them your whole life? The kind of connection that has a magnetic energy and a seamless fit to your thoughts and desires? The kind that cannot be anything other than your soulmate? If this is the kind of love that you've been searching for and think it'll never happen for you, stop. Your soulmate exists, and Tammy Adams can help you find them. Tammy Adams has been an intuitive life coach and spiritual healer for over 30 years. She's here to help you connect to your soulmate. If you think your soulmates don't exist, please do not be mistaken. Tammy is here to tell you that every single soul that has been created has a soulmate. Through her intuitive abilities, over the years, she has connected countless clients with their soulmates. For the first time ever, Tammy is making her soulmate program available to you. If you're tired of the heartache, if you're tired of searching, if you're tired of being lonely and constantly having this longing for that one person, then please call Tammy today and ask about her soulmate program. The number is 916-930-0781. Schedule your discovery session with Tammy to find out if this program is right for you. This program is exclusive to those who are ready to finally invest in themselves so that they can have a fulfilled life. In this moment, you have the opportunity to finally have love, passion, and joy. Don't hesitate in pursuing your happiness. So call today. That number again is 916-930-0781. God bless.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. Save the Manatee Club has helped to protect imperiled manatees and their aquatic habitat for decades, but there's still more work to be done. Threats from cold weather, red tides, pollution, and boat collisions continue to take their toll on the manatee. So let's work together to safeguard the manatees and the places they call home. Be the friend they need. Visit SaveTheManatee.org. Thank you.
And we are back. So what does it mean to be disconnected? This is a good question for many people because a lot of people don't understand what it means to be disconnected. So if I give an explanation to many of you out there, hopefully this will help to see if you fit this description. Being disconnected means you're not on your path. You don't have a feeling of fulfillment and walking in your truth of who you are and why you're here. Being disconnected is a feeling of you going in circles and not having satisfaction in the efforts that you make each and every day. Being disconnected is a feeling of loss of love, not having passion. If you feel like as if you are walking in circles, then that means you're disconnected. If you feel as though you are working and you are achieving all these amazing things that you're achieving at work or with people or wherever it may be, but you have no fulfillment, you have no passion behind it, then you're disconnected. People ask me all the time, but I'm doing such great things, and I'm trying to move mountains, I'm trying to accomplish this, I'm trying to accomplish that, and look at, people are getting satisfied by it, but I'm not feeling happy, I'm feeling lonely, I'm feeling unhappy, I'm feeling very, very miserable. And I explain to people, that's because you're disconnected. And it's not meant. We are not here on this planet for us to be disconnected. It is not meant for us to be disconnected. It is not why we have been created. We have not been created so that we can live life without meaning, without purpose, without emotion, without passion. That is not why we are here. This is another very good point. Does it create blockages? So blockages within your energy, if you do not heal from your physical pain. Well, let's say you have some pain emotionally or physically, and you're sitting there and you have fibromyalgia, or you have some type of neck pain, or you have some type of leg pain or arm pain, whatever the pain is that you're going through. Do you create blockages by having this physical pain? The answer is absolutely yes. Of course you create blockages if you have physical pain. Now, let me explain why. I know this is going to sound interesting, but listen, so that you can be able to allow yourself to heal from this and be able to grow. If you have physical pain in your hip, in your leg, in your knee, in your arm, in your stomach, in your neck, in your head, wherever it may be, it doesn't matter, your toe, your finger, you have some type of physical pain and you are unable to move properly, that is going to create blockages energetically completely. Absolutely yes, because when we have physical pain, it doesn't make us feel happy. It makes us feel very upset and very sad. It makes us feel not complete. It makes us feel limited when we are supposed to feel limitless. We're supposed to be walking, eating, sleeping unlimitedly. We're supposed to be having complete freedom. That's why God created us. And I don't mean literally, you know, walk unlimited and sleep unlimited. You know, what I mean is we are not supposed to feel any type of limits. We're supposed to feel as though nothing is impossible, that all is possible. And I believe this way and I feel this way, to be honest with you. I mean, sometimes, you know, when I allow myself to, you know, have stress or have burden or have a little bit of worry, I do, you know, put my head down and I have a little bit of stress and I, you know, sit there and say, oh my gosh, that's practically impossible. But then when I meditate and I pray and I get myself back in balance, then I realize that nothing is impossible and all is possible. And that with God and with our guardian angels, anything can happen. So when we have physical pain and you feel like you cannot walk the way you want to walk because you have that physical pain, you cannot do the things you want to do because of that physical pain, it does create blockages. It does create boundaries, which puts up brick walls and interference with us moving forward. And this we want to get rid of today. We want to get rid of this because it stops us from allowing ourselves to truly be free and be who we are. And when we allow ourselves to get in the way and stop ourselves from being free, stop ourselves from running a marathon or doing all these wonderful dreams that we have in our head, because we say we can't because of this physical pain, that definitely creates blockages. That definitely creates interference. This is a great example. And I was reading a story about this probably about a month ago, maybe a little less than a month. I've been traveling a lot. You know, I'm always driving or on planes or doing something, traveling around the world. And I was reading this tiny little article, which I rarely do. And it was about this lady. I don't remember the exact details, except that she had health problems and she had her leg removed. And she was told that now, you know, she has to change her lifestyle. She's not going to be able to go skiing. She's not going to be able to do she's not going to be able to do these things that she used to do. And she was really athletic before. And they're letting her know, you know, you're going to have a lot of, you know, you're going to have to realize there's limits of what you can accomplish now. And you need to realize that you need to get this through your head, that there's going to be difficulties that are ahead because you're no longer going to have a leg and you're going to have a, you know, a mechanical leg, which is going to create problems in your life emotionally. So we want to know, do you want to go to a therapist? Do you want to talk to someone so that you can be able to get through this? And as she was going through this, she immediately, since day one, said she is not going to believe that there is limits. And it doesn't matter, because as long as she has the will and as long as she has the fight, she can still accomplish absolutely anything. And guess what? She has. She is extremely, extremely athletic and is constantly doing all the sports that she loves without limit, without any limits. And it excites me because this is someone who was convinced and told by a medical doctor that she is not going to be able to accomplish ABC. And she showed that she didn't just accomplish ABC, but she did ABCDEFG and did the whole alphabet of accomplishments. And that there are no limits. As long as we have faith, as long as we believe in ourselves, that there is no such thing as impossible. And that is a tiny, just a teeny tiny example to all of you out there listening to the show today of how no matter what you believe, you can have your dream come true. And that goes to having love, connecting to your soulmate, prosperity, success, free of physical pain, being free of that physical pain in your health, in your body, not allowing yourself to give power and give energy to that location, but focus on putting positive energy and positive thoughts towards that location and start focusing on healing that location so that you can repair. Our body is miraculous and it is constantly mending itself and healing itself. Doesn't matter what the illness, it doesn't matter what the damage, it doesn't matter what the circumstances, we can fight through it. God has created our bodies, which are miracles. We create life with inside of our bodies. Well, females do. And it is amazing. It is absolutely beyond the point of amazing when you think of if we can create a living being within us that will be able to function and create miracles. Once this child is born, that child can create miracles and is going to be a gift to the world. When you think of how our bodies can create life, you think of how our bodies are so miraculous and can heal anything. As long as we believe, as long as we manifest that, as long as we bring that gift of faith, of light, we can change the vibration. So let us focus on thinking about that during this commercial and think about how we can be positive and how we can manifest light and transformation to our physical body.
Feed
your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Radio's What Is Going On show. If you've been on a spiritual journey and know yourself to be more than just your body, mind and emotions, yet still struggle to fully love yourself and the life you're living. If you experience childhood challenges that continue to play out as limiting patterns in your daily life. If you long for success in your relationships and career, but keep finding it eludes you. I invite you to join me on the free Journey Back to Love Symposium that I'm co-hosting June 18th to 24th. You'll get valuable insights, tools, practical processes and gifts from 8 internationally renowned teachers and speakers that would not only dramatically shift your perceptions about love, but also help you understand and integrate all those places where you may have secretly believed that you were broken. So if you're ready to transform your beliefs about love, success and freedom, and finally put all your perceived limitations, fears and failures in your relationships and life behind you, visit thejourneybacktolove.com and join me on this free life-transforming journey back to love. I look forward to seeing you there.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking.
You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States and the Ad Council.
And welcome back. Okay, so how can I help myself? And how can I heal myself? How you can help yourself is by having faith and believing and knowing that your guardian angels, your spirit guides, and of course, that God is real. Knowing that there is someone out there that is on your team and is really, really fighting to support you, to save you, to guide you, to direct you, to help you, to hold you, to carry you, to protect you in every way, shape, or form. Knowing that no matter what you ask for, if it is in your good, if it is to benefit you, you will receive these gifts. Now, that doesn't mean, please, God, please, I pray that this guy, please, I pray that this guy, you know, falls in love with me and wants to be with me forever. Now, if that's not meant, it's not going to happen. That has nothing to do with helping you to heal, is asking for the wrong relationship. Excuse me. If you ask for large amounts of money that aren't going to benefit you, God's not going to answer that and give you that blessing. So many of us need to be healed emotionally and spiritually and physically before we have any type of gifts of love or success or prosperity. Are you able to become truly repaired, healed, and unblocked from your past? The answer is absolutely yes. Of course you can be healed. Of course you can be repaired and unblocked. If you're looking for transformation, if you're looking to be healed, one thing that people love about me is that I can truly create that movement in your life. I can help you to heal, become unblocked, and know why you're here, help you to know what is your purpose, but also what steps need to be made. If it is too difficult and you have prayed and you have meditated and you have focused on healing time after time, you have tried healing yourself, then please understand and know that I can help you to be able to get you these answers that you're looking for. Don't hesitate to try to connect with me. If you're wanting help and you want guidance, call 916-930-0781. 916-930-0781. What if it is karma that is creating your blockages? If it is karma that's creating your blockages, then understand karma is something that is extremely severe. And it does create complications. It is very, very real. People don't believe that karma exists because we don't want to be responsible for our bad deeds, for our sin. The morals in our world today, it is so sad when I see how people think it's okay to just to bomb people, like the whole thing that just happened in Manchester and the things that happened in London and just everywhere around the world. I mean, I can't even keep up with the damage, to be honest with you. You know, so many people, my assistant was saying, oh my gosh, you know, there's so much sadness. And we were talking about the disaster and, you know, the messages to give to all of you, you know, to talk about the pain and the sadness. That means I need to write a daily quote of what disaster happened, what murder happened, what, you know, bombing happened, what ISIS action happened, what misery happened. Because every single day there is a huge load of misery. But every single day there's also a huge load of miracles. And those are the ones I want to talk about. Those are the ones I want to focus on. I want to focus on the gifts. I want to focus on the miracles. I want to talk about the good deeds, the wonderful things that we have to look forward to. Not the negative, not the disaster. Because I want people to start being inspired by the brightness and by the transformation so that we can start allowing ourselves to sit there and say, well, let's start having good morals. Let's start believing that we can change the world, like Mother Teresa inspired me. It takes one person to change the world. And that one person's heart and that one person's faith and that one person's belief can create transformation for billions of people. And that's who I want to be. I want to be that transformation for all of you, to have good messages and realizing that changing your behavior and having good morals can truly make a change in this world. Start off with yourself. First, start off with yourself. Let's start by first loving ourselves. And to me, this is the number one most important step. And I truly believe that when I say that. It's good to be in balance with your chakras. Now, let me explain what chakras are for those who don't believe and understand. Chakras are energy point and levels within our body. And these chakras, energy point levels inside of our body create movement emotionally, passion-wise, intuitively, health-wise. All these chakras, energy point levels within inside of our body help to create something. And the one that I want you to connect with most today is the chakra that connects to your heart. And it's exactly where your heart is located. But I also want you to connect with the chakra that's associated with your throat, which is your voice. Connect with your voice and connect with your heart and let yourself be true to who you are. And start really letting your chakras be open. Manifest your chakras being opened. Manifest your chakras being aligned and in balance and facing forward. And knowing, this is another very good point. How do you know that they're blocked? You'll feel them. and that we'll talk about in another show. We're not talking about that right now. But if you're ever looking for information or want, you know, to understand more about chakras and meditation and all this, don't hesitate. Go on my website. I have many blogs. I have so much free information out there that it's ridiculous. I constantly am giving and giving and giving. Or go to a past radio show, which you can probably look up. Go to my website, asktammyadams.com. Asktammyadams.com, and you can be able to connect with all this information that I've given to so many others. Meditation is key to healing and repairing one's self. I believe meditation is magic. I've been saying that a lot lately because people are trying to look for magic. People are trying to look for some type of little miracle. And in my opinion, meditation is that miracle and meditation is that magic. Now, why I say it's a miracle is because when we allow ourselves to meditate, we miraculously start becoming more at peace. And when we become at peace, we start becoming healed. And when we become healed, we become happy. And to me, that's a miracle, but that's also magic. Meditation is key. It is such a blessing. When you really think of what meditation is such a blessing. So really take time to meditate. This is a good question. Have you tried meditation? Have you tried meditation? Have you tried to meditate? Have you tried to connect? And if you do meditate, how often do you meditate? Do you meditate once a day? Do you meditate once a week? Do you meditate once a month? How often are you meditating? It's like I always say, without repeating the exercise, you cannot accomplish what you want. We will not get the results without practice. And practice makes perfect. All our teachers have said that. What's 1 + 1? You're not going to know what 1 + 1 is unless you practice. It equals 2, right? So many of us do not practice meditation because we say, oh, it's too hard. It takes too much time. It does this, it's that, it's this, that. But yet we have time to watch a television program. But yet we have time to get on the phone and talk to our friends. But we don't have time for ourselves. Why is it that we don't have time for ourselves? I make for sure I have time for myself every single day. Otherwise, I would not be able to be a good teacher, mentor, advisor, healer, intuitive for all of you. And by communicating with our guardian angels and our spirit guides, to me, I realize each and every day how many people really, truly benefit from this gift and from this blessing that was given to me. I love it. It excites me. So meditation must be done daily. That was a surprise to all of you. Of course, I'm going to say that. Daily, it needs to be done. So make that your priority and walk your walk and fulfill your purpose. Follow your heart and have true love and passion. Let's repair all and get on your path. Know this. God and your angels are with you all the time. Follow me on Facebook, asktammyadams.com, and I will talk to you all soon. God bless.